Hello, welcome to QU TV Hawk Talk on the QU Media Podcast. My name is Emily LeBlanc, and today we have Wesley Martin, Angel Ruiz, and Jewel Little. Jewel, you just interviewed Serena Mendolia from the dance team. How did that go?
It was pretty good. We talked, and there's gonna be a competitive dance team next year, and like trying out for the dance team. You could either try for competition or, like, the halftime entertainment, or you could even do both. But it's something new. It should be pretty cool. I feel like it's going to be – we got to turn up the dance competitions.
Hey, rumor has it that you might join it.
I'm not going to lie. Stop the cap.
That would be pretty sweet, though.
Yeah, I'm hitting backflips.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Angel Ruiz? Do you have anything interesting?
I mean, spring ball is, towards the end of the era, and, it's going really good, actually, you know, both, offense and defense are, making plays, and I'm just excited for the season, and, just can't wait to, play in the spring ball for the community. I hope we have a lot of, support out there, you know, and, yeah, man, just glad to be here, you know, blessed.
I'll be there cheering y'all on.
Sir.
Do you guys have any summer plans after spring?
Go ahead, Wesley. Tell us your summer plans.
I will be staying over the summer.
Yeah, summer soldier. Summer soldier. It's a little football thing.
Getting better, perfecting my craft of football.
they do camps?
Yeah, they do summer camps. We have like high school camps and then elementary, middle school camps, stuff like that. And then we also have a thing for the community, have people come out, and we just have fun out there. So, we do those kind of things. Also with position group work, lifting and running. So we do stuff for the community as well as working out, doing what we have to do to get ready for the fall.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How about you, Jewel?
I don't know. I heard Michael Bridges threw a mouthpiece at LaMelo Ball girlfriend, though. y'all saw that?
I mean, nah, I ain't seen it, but.
Yeah, I seen it. It was not good. It wasn't a good look. He apologized, but still.
Why was he mad, though? Why was he mad?
He got ejected after it was a goal 10, and a foul, and he argued at the ref, like, practically charged at him, and then the ref called a tech and later ejected him right after. So then he was walking to the tunnel, and then as he was walking to the tunnel, a fan said something to him. I don't know exactly what they said, what the fan said.
So did he actually charge at him, or is it like one of them soft things that that they say the NBA did?
His teammate had to hold him back because he was coming, okay. He was coming towards the ref.
He was coming hot.
He was coming hot.
Chris Paul stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So then when he got to the tunnel, the fan said something. He turned back and then looked at him and missed the guy he was trying to throw the mouthpiece at and hit a young lady.
And you said LaMelo's girlfriend?
That's what I heard.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I couldn't tell who it was exactly, but it was a young lady, and he tried to apologize. Trying to get in contact with her, so.
I mean, like, what do you think, like, she had to say, like, at the point where, like, he really felt like he had to throw something at her, you feel me? Like,
well, I don't think
you think it was, like, about
bro,
his family?
Honestly, bro, what the mouthpiece like, do to her, bro?
I mean, yeah, like, what? There's a little slobber on her cheek, you feel me? Like,
it's kind of nasty, but still, that's, I'm saying.
Wait, so she can charge him with it? Is that, like,
she
like
probably,
with what,
yeah,
though?
She
like,
probably could get, she yeah. probably could get some bread off of that.
She can press charges if she wanted to.
But, like, she not hurt. I mean, is it like a broken cheekbone, broken jaw? Like, no, right?
Well, they're
no
pretty report. Sensitive isn't it? Nowadays. Sure. So, but
they're just trying to get to that bread. They can do anything. Yeah,
that's baseball where the money at. You feel me?
I mean, we're at a basketball game. We're not expecting to get hit with a mouthpiece. Maybe a basketball on like a tip pass.
Steph Curry did it a couple years ago.
Yeah, he threw a mouthpiece at someone.
It was like point blank.
Oh man!
But the difference with that, the dude ended up putting it on eBay and it was a ridiculous amount. But
he got paid.
Yeah, he put on
see, still got the bread,
man.
That's what they going for—the money.
All right, Wesley, what do you have to add to this podcast?
just getting ready for the NBA playoffs this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really excited for that. I usually don't watch the NBA too much during the regular season, but when playoffs come around, I'm really intrigued. And the play-in games happen already. There's two more. But I'm looking forward for Saturday and Sunday to watch teams play. So I'll be watching. Let's see. My favorite series is probably going to be Memphis Grizzlies and then the Minnesota Timberwolves.
John Morant back, ain't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to yam on someone.
And then also the Boston Celtics versus the Nets.
What's up with the – wait, hold on. You said the winner? Who's going to win, the Grizzlies or the – you going to think they'll win?
I said the Grizzlies. I say Grizzlies in five. Grizzlies,
so who are they playing again?
They're playing Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, okay, okay.
My team got it. We just finna walk through the first round.
And who's your team?
Miami. We just finna walk through.
They're our number one seed. They're the number one seed, so.
Yep.
All I'm finna say is Suns in four.
No, we not going out
Suns
like that.
Suns in four.
Suns is a good team. I give them that. The best record in the NBA.
We gonna win, bro. We gonna win. Chris Paul?
The best record rarely wins, bro.
Man,
they rarely win.
You know what I'm saying, but
Warriors was the last team and they lost.
They did.
So they had the best record of all time.
They did.
And lost.
But you know what the difference is between that and the Suns? They got chemistry. Dummy chemistry.
Whoa. Okay.
Dummy chemistry.
You not know what the Warriors team is?
Hey.
They've been together. I'm talking about they got ships.
You have Chris Paul.
They got Steph Curry.
He just is a straight
Draymond Green
guru, bro. He will pass the ball, shoot the ball. He will dribble, break someone, do his thing, bro.
And they did that. They ain't even have Kevin Durant when they had that record.
Oh, that was a super team, though. Everybody knew the Warriors were going to win. As soon as KD came on there, it was like, okay, I ain't even going to watch basketball.
They had
the
best record before KD.
Yeah. All I'm saying, man, Suns might really make it this time. All
right.
I made it last time.
All right.
I mean, they lost.
Are we ready for some fun questions?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We'll start off with Anhel. Top three favorite sports.
Top three favorite sports. So, yeah, I play football, so obviously football. I love that to death. Then I'm going to play basketball. And my third, my third favorite sport, I ain't going to lie, to watch and, like, just participate and be around in the environment, I used to do it, but I just can't no more. It's too much. But wrestling. I really do like wrestling.
Okay.
My brother does it. You know what I'm saying? He was a state championship this past winter. And I just love, you know, like being there. And like they got like this little cool spotlight thing where like it's dark. The whole gym's dark. Oh, yeah. And there's a spotlight just on the mat. And it's just, you know, the vibe and everything. It's cool though. I like it a lot.
Sure. Wesley, top three favorite sports?
I would have to say to play, to watch.
Anything. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to go in order. It's just
okay. Football, basketball, interchangeable, honestly. I grew up playing basketball, so I'm playing football now, but they're interchangeable. I love both sports. But the third sport, that's hard. I'll probably have to say baseball. Baseball's pretty entertaining. Unless there's no home runs being hit. No hits in general, but other than that, I say baseball.
All right. How about you, Jewel?
I don't struggle with this question. It's football, basketball, and baseball.
That's it.
Period.
Okay.
Great.
Cool. All right. Netflix or YouTube?
Oh, that's a hard one.
And let's start off with you, Jewel.
That's a hard one. I'll probably say YouTube, only because it's more up to date, like, there's more content on YouTube.
What about all the Netflix movies that are coming
out? They do be, yeah. Netflix movies do be nice. But it's just, there's more content to watch on YouTube. So you can stay on YouTube for as long as you want and not run out of content to watch.
Okay. How about you, Wesley?
For me, it's easy. YouTube. You always can find something on YouTube. The search page always pops up something that you usually watch. You got news on there if you're interested in news, sports, Netflix. It's hard for me to watch Netflix just because.
You don't like the binge shows?
I do, but only certain shows, and I get bored really easily. So if it doesn't entertain me or it's not catching my eye in the first, like, 20 minutes, I turned it off. So, but YouTube, I tend to like watching when I'm.
Shout out A&P.
Yep, A&P. I like A&P. I like DDG. I like watching certain people. And I like watching pranks, so YouTube is the place for that. So,
how about you, Anhil?
I'm going to say YouTube as well. It's just got everything, man. I mean.
It's got QUTV.
Yeah. There you go.
You can really find the Netflix shows on YouTube sometimes.
Yeah, like I could watch a whole movie like on YouTube. So, I mean, everybody like Netflix and chill, you know what I'm saying? But YouTube, though, is where it's at for sure.
Cardio or weights?
Weights.
All right, we'll start off with Jewel. So why weights?
I don't like running. I don't think, as an O-lineman, we don't like running at all. But it's all the weight room. Running is over with. I'll ride the bike.
I'll ride the bike. Yeah, I'll go hiking. riding a mountain, you know, with a bike for sure. But, yeah, cardio's not for me, man. I mean, I'm a receiver, so I run a lot. But, like, it gets to a point where, like, I don't like tasting blood. Like, what to the point where, like, when I used to wrestle, I swear and everything I love, like, I used to come out and I used to be, like, I could taste blood in my chest, in my throat. And I'm, like, I'm just gassed.
I don't think you was gassed. I think you need to go to the hospital.
Nah, bro. It's not like blood was coming out of me, but, like, I could taste it. It was just bad.
Do you think it's because, like, wrestling's an individual and, like,
I mean,
that type of thing? So it's just you going out on the mat?
So I'm going to say this. Probably because with wrestling, you know what I'm saying, you don't get water, like, in between matches, like, in between rounds.
Unless somebody has, like, injury time.
Yeah, and then, someone go gives you water real quick. But it's not like it's not a water break. It's not like football where you get a water break, basketball, you know, no. So I think that's what it is, just a bunch of, like, a dry mouth and then just me constantly moving, rolling, turning, you know, it takes a toll on me. So yeah. I don't like that, and that's why I don't like cardio.
How about you, Wesley?
I would have to say weightlifting. I don't like to run.
You guys just want the muscles.
Yeah. I don't like to run unless it's on my own pace. Like, I can do the treadmill, that's fine. Elliptical, that's all good, but
a little speed walking.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, if I had to choose, I would definitely go to the gym. So,
okay, all right. How about what do you guys think about Will Smith smacking Chris Rock? How do we feel about this? We'll start off with you, Anhil.
I swear, like,
you
when
think
I saw
he deserved it,
did he deserve it? Okay, let me just say this. Okay, first of all, when I first saw it, like, I didn't see it live, but I saw it on Twitter, you know. And it just looked like Will Smith, like, acted that. Like, the way he slapped it and, like, his leg churned, it was just.
Well, he's banned from the Oscars for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wow. That's, I didn't know that's that. Crazy. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I don't think it was fake.
That's banned. Okay. So it's definitely. Okay. We all know it wasn't acted this time. But, like, at the time when I looked at it, I was like, he smacked him so weird. Like, he's
he walked
like,
away like he was nervous.
Yeah, and the thing is, he was laughing at the joke. He was laughing at the joke.
He was laughing
because at first he was laughing at the joke.
He was just trying to, you know what I'm saying? He didn't like the joke.
Yeah, and then his, you know.
And then he saw how Jada was reacting.
You know what I'm saying? He said, come on, do something. And he said, all right, then, I guess. And there you go.
What do you think, Wesley?
I think that certain jokes are okay, but I don't know about that one. I get both opinions though. Like, he's a comedian, you know, but I don't think he had the right to slap him.
I mean, Amy Schumer had some jokes and she was making fun of Leonardo DiCaprio and he did not go, well, I mean, he did not go up there and just smack her.
Yeah.
I think he was just fed up with Chris Rock.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he was fed up.
Because a couple years ago, they like boycotted the Oscars or something, and he made a joke about him then, and Will Smith wasn't liking the joke then either, and then now he's talking about his wife's health issues. That I think that's what really pushed him over.
Yeah. The alopecia. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's why I feel like she has a, like, it's a real condition. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless she's the one making a joke about it first, then you shouldn't be bringing it up at first. Like, you know, so like. It's just like a little respecting, you know. If someone is willing to, you know,
Do you think it should have been dealt differently? Do you think?
Like Will Smith, you mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah, it was not a nice joke, but do you think?
I'm not going to lie. He did what he was supposed to do. He had his girls back. You know, I know they have issues, you know, or they've had issues in the past, but at the end of the day, they're each other's significant other. So I think Will Smith did the right thing. Chris Rock just went a little too far.
I wouldn't have did it on stage.
Yeah, if anything, he should have probably did it something on backstage.
Caught him outside.
Yeah, you know.
Caught him at the car.
Yeah, something like that. Feel me?
I think he should have waited until they went to commercial break and then proceeded to walk up to the stage and maybe slapped him or just talk to him.
A way they could have settled it and made money, they could have set up a boxing match.
Nah, dang.
Will Smith, I'd pay to watch that. Will Smith and Chris Rock.
Will Smith would have him.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I don't know about one.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Woo.
Took that slap pretty well, so I don't think he's going down with one punch.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening to QU TV Hawk Talk on the QU Media Podcast Network.